Legislation unanimously approved by the General Assembly was developed largely in response to an incident in Peru, Indiana, in which police used a taser several times on an elderly Alzheimer's patient after he became aggressive. Alzheimer's Association Greater Indiana Chapter Director Michael Sullivan says those situations can often happen because police aren't taught to recognize and properly deal with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Sullivan says the training is vital because the diseases can manifest in different ways.
Some people may become very agitated and aggressive. Others may become very passive. But most people think of it as just purely a memory type thing. There's all sorts of visual and auditory distortions.
Alzheimer's Association Senior Specialist Dustin Ziegler says communication is one of the most important aspects for officers dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia patients because he says those suffering from the diseases aren't experiencing the same world as everyone else.
It's not a logical world, and no matter what we try to do, they're not going to come into our world. So a police officer needs to understand that and keep a pleasant tone of voice.
Ziegler says patience is also key, stressing that officers need to speak slowly and constantly reassure the patient that the officer is there to help. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.